Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 7th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Cordata partners with Thought Machine to grow SMEs fund in Latin America. Cordata, a LATAM-based private debt platform catering to lenders and fintechs that serve SMEs, has partnered with Thought Machine to close the funding gap for SMEs in Latin America. Qatar Central Bank grants licenses to BNPL service providers. Qatar Central Bank, QCB, has advised companies that intend to operate the Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, system to submit applications in order to receive the license from the bank. M-Swipe Technologies expands to UAE and launches UTAP with Etisalat. India-based POS solutions provider M-Swipe Technologies has expanded into the UAE in partnership with Etisalat to launch UTAP. TNG Digital partners with Tranglo to expand remittance services. Malaysia-based TNG Digital, owner and operator of the Touch & Go e-wallet, has partnered with cross-border payment hub Tranglo. RTP network upgrades the availability of request for payment. The clearinghouse, SRTP network has announced the expanded availability of its request for payment, RFP, capability. The Mill Adventure integrates eCash from Paysafe. Paysafe and Gamani-based iGaming platform The Mill Adventure have extended their partnership to offer more alternative payment options to the partner casinos and their players. Singapore Red Cross partners with AAA. Singapore Red Cross has partnered with AAA to accept donations in various cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. Block shuts European P2P payments brand Verse. Block is shutting down the Cash App's Verse brand in the EU and its BNPL platform Clearpay in Spain, France and Italy, citing disappointing growth and profitability. Malaysia's TNG Digital integrates with Tranglo for cross-border remittances. Tranglo is thrilled to announce a partnership with TNG Digital SDNBHD, TNG Digital, that allows the Malaysian fintech giant to expand its cross-border remittance services to millions of customers. Mexican neobank Albo acquires Delt.ai for $20 million. Albo, a leading neobank in Mexico, has announced its acquisition of Delt.ai for $20 million. Verifone selects Receipt Hero for global rollout. Receipt Hero, the fully digitalized receipt platform for merchants, today announced that it will further deepen its partnership with Verifone, the fintech leader providing end-to-end payment and commerce solutions to the world's best-known brands, consolidating its integration into Verifone's global payment platform. Adoption of fintech services via mobile apps will exceed 72% in the Philippines by the end of 2023. The adoption rate of financial technology in the Philippines among the population aged 15 years old and over through mobile apps may increase to 72.2% or 59.3 million users by the end of 2023, according to a new report from consumer credit service Digito. Clarpay appoints Marcus MD as Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. Clarpay AG, a leading fintech company specializing in digital payment solutions, is pleased to announce the appointment of Marcus MD as the Chief Legal and Compliance Officer and Deputy CEO. Edgewater Markets acquires FCA license. Edgewater Markets LLC, a leading provider of technology, trade execution and liquidity aggregation across foreign exchange, FX, and precious metals, today announced that its Edgewater Markets Limited entity has obtained a new license from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Tukataki R releases compliance as a service offering. Tukataki, a trusted leader in the anti-money laundering space, announced the launch of its compliance as a service, CAAS, solution for small and mid-size financial institutions globally. How FIS can boost digital engagement banking with account holders through data. It's no secret that consumers increasingly want and expect personalized service from places they patronize and financial institutions, FIS, are no exception. PLS and Green Dot deliver banking and payments tools to U.S. consumers. U.S.-based alternative financial services provider PLS and Green Dot Corporation have partnered to build and deliver seamless financial services to the former's customers. Twilio integrates with OpenAI. Customer engagement platform Twilio has announced that it is set to enable companies to create personalized, customer-aware experiences powered by OpenAI. Amazon and Bradesco to launch credit card in Brazil. Amazon has teamed up with lender Banco Bradesco to launch a credit card offering in Brazil in an effort to expand its fintech offering. Starzplay partners with TPAY to enable mobile payments. Dubai-based subscription video on-demand services company Starzplay has partnered with Dubai-based payments provider TPAY. TikTok takes steps to obtain an Indonesian payments license. China-based TikTok has revealed its plans to obtain a payments license in Indonesia and is working with regulators towards this goal. Know Your Customer teams up with Mindsec. Know Your Customer, a RegTech company that offers KYB automation solutions, has partnered with Mindsec, a white-label soft POS solution provider, to enhance the onboarding experience of its soft POS solution. Garanti BBVA's subsidiary launches a digital asset company. Garanti BBVA Financial Technologies, a subsidiary of Turkey-based Garanti BBVA, has announced the launch of a digital asset company. Revolut ends U.S. crypto services amid regulatory uncertainty. Revolut has announced it will discontinue its U.S. crypto services due to regulatory uncertainty, impacting 1% of global clientele. PayPal launches its own stablecoin. PayPal has launched a U.S. dollar-denominated stablecoin, designed for digital payments in Web3, and to be compatible with the most widely used exchanges, wallets, and Web3 apps. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.